Today's daf is Chulin daf Chav Zayin. We are at the beginning of a new perek, the second perek in Masechtas Chulin, perek HaShoichet. So the first perek in Masechtas Chulin is called Hakol Shoichten. The second perek is called HaShoichet, very similar titles. And again, the theme of the second perek is going to discuss the sugyas of Shechitas Chulin. Zok Mishnah HaShoichet, if somebody shechts Chulin, Echod Ba'oif, if he shechts one simin when he's shechting a bird, Ushnayim Be'behema, or he shechts two simanim when he's shechting a behema, Shechitas Ekshera, his shechita is going to be kosher. So what's the definition of simin? So we know already. The two simanim, as it relates to shechita, are the kana and the veshet, the trachea and the esophagus, respectively. Says the Mishnah that there's a difference between shechita soif and shechita behema. Shechita soif requires shechita of one of the simanim. Shechita behema requires shechita of both of the simanim. Says the Mishnah, v'ruba yishal echad kamayo. You don't have to shecht. You don't have to sever the entire simen, but rather ruboy kekuloy, and as long as you sever most of it, that would be fine. But Yehuda Imer, Yehuda says, at she yishchayt es havridin. It's not enough to shech the simonim, but you would have to shech the vridin as well. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Chatzi echad ba'oif, if the shoychay didn't shech the entire simen, he didn't even shech the roiv of the simen. Rather, he shechted half of the simen, or ve'echad v'chatzi be'behema, or he shechted one and a half of the simon be'behema, shechitas ha'psula. The shechit is going to be possible, and then the Mishnah says, it's in written mo. Roiv echad ba'oif, v'roiv shnayim be'behema, shechitas ekshera, and the Gemara is going to explain why the Mishnah has to be so redundant. The first word of the Mishnah was hashoichet. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, hashoichet, the evident l'katchil olay. The word hashoichet, as we've had this diak many times already in the beginning of the Sechta, would seem to imply that the halacha, the Mishnah, is discussing what's okay b'di'evet. But really, l'katchil, this is not what you're supposed to do. And the Mishnah said a lot of halachas. Hashoichet, what? Echad ba'oif, v'shnayim be'behema, v'rubay shal echad kamayu. And the Gemara is asking from the second halacha of the Mishnah. Shnayim be'behema. Freik the Gemara. Shnayim be'behema l'katchil olay. You're telling me that if you shecht the two simanim by a behema, it's only kosher b'di'eved? But the katchilo, that's not what you're supposed to do. Ad kama b'shchet v'lezel. Then what are you supposed to do? We know the makom hashchita is the kana and the veshet. So the most you can do is sever the entire kana and the entire veshet, which is what shnayim b'behema means. And the Mishnah used the lashon of hashoichet b'di'eved, referring L'chura to all the halachas mentioned in the Mishnah, included in which is Shnayim Be'behema. So it asks the Gemara, what's b'di'evit about Shnayim Be'behema? What is more l'katchila than that? Says the Gemara, you have to say, either Hashoichet is, you're right, it's not referring to Shnayim Be'behema, but rather it's referring to Echad Ba'oif, meaning although it's kosher b'di'evit to shecht one of the two simanim ba'oif, but it's only b'di'evit, it's not l'katchila, v'ibayaseima al-ruba. Or it's going on the next halacha. When the Mishnah says rubay kekuloy, again, that's only b'di'evet. It's hashoichet. But l'katchilo, you're not supposed to rely on rubay kekuloy, but rather, l'katchilo, you're supposed to shecht the entire simon. The Rishonim say that this iba yaseima, are not really two terutzim. It's one teretz. What the Gemara is saying is that you're right. The word hashoichet's not going on everything mentioned in the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah introduced the laws of Shechita with three halachas. Echad ba'oif, shnayim be'behema, and rubay shel echad kamayo. Says the Gemara that although the Mishnah used the lashon of hashoichet, hashoichet is not referring to the middle of the three things, shnayim be'behema, but rather, iba yaseima, it's referring to echad ba'oif, iba yaseima, it's referring to rubay shel echad kamayo, it's referring to the first and the third halacha mentioned in the Mishnah. It's not referring to the second halacha in the Mishnah. We're not going to go into this morning, but it would seem then that although it's true, you only have to shecht one simen ba'if. And although it's true, rubei kekulei, the sugi of roiv is in the first parak in Masechtas Chulin. Although rubei kekulei when it comes to shechitas hasimanim, but it sounds like it's not l'katchila. The first word of the second parak of the Masechta, hashoichet, and the way the Gemara explains what's it going on, what's b'di'evid, iba yaseima echad ba'if, that's only b'di'evid, v'iba yaseima rubay shel echad kamayos, although it's true, you don't have to shecht both simanim with a knife, and it's true, you don't have to shecht the entire simen rubay kekuloy, but just from reading the Gemara, before the Rishonim, it would sound like it's only on the b'di'evit level, but like Atchila, that's not the way you're supposed to do it. Either way, the Gemara from here until pretty much the end of the daf is going to discuss what's the makar. How do we know that shechita is the kana and the veshet? Or how do we know that shechita is menat tzavar? It's from the neck. It's from the throat. I mean, we know what shechita is. We went through it already in the first parak. We learned daf yud ches and daf yud ches, where the Gemara discusses not only a shechita, the kana and the veshet, but it's a very specific part of the kana. We went through the kana part of the sugya. It has to be the tabas hagedoyla, the koiva, the shipoya koiva, the three shitas. So again, we don't have to go into that again. But the Gemara over here is going to discuss now simply the source, the biblical source, how we know that's the makar, and the Gemara is going to be in five makaris. How do you know that shchita has to be from the throat of the animal? Because the pasuk says v'shachat es ben habakar. Okay. And we take the word v'shachat and we say it's an acronym. Mimakim sheshach chateo. So shachat is made up of two words. The shin and the ches is shach. The ches and the tes is chateo. Shach means bend. Chateo, Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi in the second pshat means clean. So from the part of the animal that bends, such as the neck, it bends. That's the part of the animal from where you shall clean the animal, clean it in the sense of removing the dam, cleaning in the sense of being metairit from tumas nevela. The point is mimakim sheshach chateo, which we understand means the throat. How do you know that chateo means to cleanse? You should clean the house. That's in the context of a house becoming a mitzayrav. It says techateini and it says ve'etoher. So you see techateini is a lashon of tahir. Fake the Gemara is the neck, the throat. Is that the only part of the animal that bends? Maybe it means the tail. So maybe you're supposed to do shchita from the tail of the animal. The tail wags. It also bends. Says the Gemara, shach, the word shach, michlal shazakuf bina. It implies that it's something that's usually erect, but sometimes it bends. V'ha shach v'imedo. That's something that's always shach. It's not sometimes shach. The neck, sometimes straight, sometimes it bends. But the tail is something that's always shach. And as a result, it can't be what the Torah was referring to when it said v'shachat miloshein shach. V'ema mi'oznoi. Maybe it means the ear of the animal. Sometimes it's straight, sometimes it can bend. It says the Gemara, be'inan dam ha'nefesh v'lekla. The dam of an animal is made up of three parts. There's the dam ha'nefesh. That's the dam that if the animal loses that blood, it's going to die. A human being also has his dam ha'nefesh. The dam ha'nefesh was the dam that had to go on the mizbeach when you did a zrika. Then there's the dam ha'tamtzis, which the Gemara talks about in Masechta Zvachim. And there's the dam eivarim. Every eiver has dam that's considered to be absorbed into it. Regardless, shchita requires dam ha'nefesh. And as a result, shchita cannot be from the ear. Because if it would be from the ear, the dam that would come out, at least initially, would be dam eivarim. It wouldn't be dam ha'nefesh. Thus, Chazal knew that when it says v'shachat, it certainly means an area, at the very least, where as a result of the shchita, dam ha'nefesh is going to come out. But the Gemara says, v'ema dekara v'azala dam ha'nefesh. Maybe shchita means the ear. Why the ear? Because it's a makom sheshach. It's an area that can be bent. And it's true immediately, if somebody gets a cut in his ear, this dam ha'nefesh is not going to leave his body. But maybe he's supposed to cut at dam ha'nefesh until finally dam ha'nefesh comes out. Good kasha. The Sudi Gemara says, I'll ask you another kasha. There are many very important halachas in Hilchas Shechita, such as Shia, Drasa, Chalada, Hagrama, V'ikur. These are the five halachas L'moishim Yisina that govern all of Hilchas Shechita. I mean, Alon, how do you know those halachas? I mean, you don't see them in the words V'shachat Esban HaMakar. Ella, what do you have to say? How do you know the five halachas L'moishim Yisina? Gemara, there's no makar. It's merely halacha L'moishim Yisina. If that's the case, shchita min atzav nami gemara. It makes sense to say that the makom hashchita. If the way you do shchita, shia drasa chalada grama ikur is halacha l'moshe b'sinai, it's mistaber, says the gemara, that the makom hashchita min atzav is also halacha l'moshe b'sinai. If that's the case, v'kra l'mayosas, what do you need this pasuk of v'shachat? If it's not to tell me the makom hashchita, why not? Because it's really not so revealing in terms of where the makom hashchita is. I mean, even though the shachat mimakom sheshachateu could mean the tzavar, it could mean the throat of the animal, but it could also mean the ear, like the Gemara said. Rather, you have to say that it's true. The fact that shchita is menat tzavar is halacha l'moshe b'sinai, the pasuk just tell me the shavi gistera that you don't have to cut the animal in half. Meaning, there would have been a hava, meaning that the way you do shchita is you actually have to slice through the animal. Kamashwan, all you have to do is sever the simon. How do you see that? You see that from the fact that it says, mimakim sheshach chateyu, All you have to do is chateo. You just have to clean it out. You just have to sever it enough that the dam is going to leave the body. But you don't have to sever it to the point that the animal is now going to be gistero. It's going to be in two parts. So regardless, the first attempt that the Gemara brought to find the makar in a pasuk that shchitas menatzaver is the word shchita. The Gemara thought shchita means mimakim sheshach chateo, from the part of the body that bends. That's where chateo, that's where you're supposed to cleanse it from its blood. The Gemara assumed it means the neck, it means the throat. Kamash malon that the Gemara came out that it's not muchach, that that's what it means. As a result, the Gemara fell off of it. We do learn a halacha from the Shachat that you don't have to completely sever the simanim. You don't have to chop the animal into two. But at the same time, in terms of it being a makar, that shchitas menatzaver, it's not a makar. What then is the makar according to the first mandam in the Gemara, Rav Kahana? The makar is halacha l'moish misinai. Second makar, Rav Yehi Marama Amakra, similar. It says vizavachta. That's the other word the Torah uses to describe shchita. You find the word shchita and you find the word zvicha. Vizavachta is an acronym, mimakoim shezav chateyu. So the zayin and the vez is zav, the ches and the sof is chateyu. Zav means to flow, eretz zavas chalavudvash. Chateyu means to break. So it's the part of the animal where after you break it, blood is going to start flowing very, very aggressively. That's what you're supposed to do, the shechita. And the Gemara assumes that's the tzav. Says the Gemara, "My mashma dahei chateo lishna de mitvaru." We know what zav means, but how do you know that chateo means to break? The chsiv al tirav al techas. Al techas, the Targum teaches al titbar. So the Targum on the word techas means you should not, don't be afraid and don't fall apart, don't break. It's the word ches sof. Bottom line is vizavachta is mimakim shezav chate. Afraid the Gemara veima mechait moy. Maybe it means the nose. What flows in the nose? Mucus. But it's a makim shezav. Maybe that's the area of chateo. So the Gemara says zav al yedei chitoy beinan v'hayzav me'elofu. It's true that there are liquids that flow in the nose, but those liquids don't require an incision in order for it flows naturally. What we want is the area of the throat where the blood is going to start flowing if there's a shechita. If somebody gets stabbed in his heart, so blood's going to start flowing as well, just like it will if he gets stabbed in his neck. So that would seem to qualify as a makim shezav. So how do you know that's not where it is? Visu, and the Gemara says, I'll ask you another kasha. Shia drasa chalad agrama v'ikum minol. And how do you know all the halachas that govern hilchos shechita? El Gemara. Obviously, those halachas are learned at halacha l'moshe Sinai. Says the Gemara, shechita menatzaver nami Gemara. If that's the case, v'krol mayas. So what do I need? The pasuk of vizavachta. Meaning, Rav Yehmer is now falling off of his drasha. He likes it. Vizavachta has something to do with shechita. Mimakim shezav chateo. And if it's not teaching me the makim of shechita, min atzavar, then what is it coming to teach me? Says the Gemara, the same halacha, the leila shav yegistera, it's coming to say that you don't have to break it into two. All you have to do is break it to the point that it's going to be zav. But you don't have to break it to the point that it's actually going to be two parts. So the second attempt, the second stab, pun intended, that the Gemara took at finding a makar, how you know shchita min atzavar is, because it says v'zavachta mimakim shezav, and if you kill someone or an animal at its throat, blood is going to start flowing, so it seems like the makim shezav, but the Gemara says that it's not muchach that it means the throat, because there's other areas also, such as the heart. The lave of a person is also a makar, so that could also be v'zavachta. Must be, like Rav Kahana said, this that shchitas menatzaver is learnt out from the same place that we know the laws of shia drasa chalada agrama v'ikor. It's halacha l'moshe misinai. The third makar, the Rabbi Shmuel Tana v'shachat. Again, from the word v'shachat, al tikri v'shachat elo v'shachat. So even though it says v'shachat with a shin, read it as if it said it with a sin, but not a sin, even a samach. So we go from a shin to a samach. How do you do that? Mimakim shesach. From the part of the animal where the animal makes noise, where it talks, chateo, that's where you're supposed to clean it. So v'shachat means shchita, but sach is a lashon of talking, and it's mimakim shesach, the throat, that's where you're supposed to clean it out, that's where you're supposed to do the shchita. Ve'imim b'lishoyne, maybe it means the tongue, says the dama nefesh v'lekta, the tongue is dami varim, that's not dama nefesh. V'su shi adrasa chalot agrom of ikuminol, ele gemara, shchita b'netzav anami gemara, you're right, it's not true, that can't be, v'kura l'mayo. So what then is the pasuk coming to teach me? Again, the gemara assumes the word v'shachat, Al Tikri V'Shachat Ela V'Shachat is teaching me something. It's coming to teach me D'Lei L'Shav Yegistera. It's coming to teach me again that you don't have to break it into two. As long as you chateo, as long as you clean it out, that in and of itself is going to be enough. Says the Gemara, V'Tonim Ha'isla Me'Hacha, a fourth Mikar. The time we learned the price of Chiyo Amar, Aminai, L'Shchit V'Natzav, Hei, L'Shchit Asmi V'Natzav, Shenemar. It says in Parshas Vayikra, and the context over there is the first carbon mentioned in the Torah, the carbon oil. So we know that the carbon oil had two unique halachos, other than a regular carbon. Number one, there was a mitzvah of hefshet. The skin of the carbon oil had to be taken off. What happened to the skin? It was given to the kehanim. Right? Contrary to what we sometimes think, that the oil was completely burnt on the mizbeach, and there was no chelik of the carbon oil that went to the kehanim. It's not true. The oil of the carbon oil did go to the kehanim. There was no chelik of the basar of the carbon oil that went to the kehanim. But the oil of the carbon oil, there's a discussion in the Gemara, what about the bones, the atzamais, but the oil of the carbon oil, that's a pasuk in the Torah, that went to the kehanim. So before they put the carbon oil on the mizbeach, they would skin the carbon oil, number one. Number two, there was a mitzvah of nituach, known as hefshit v'nituach. Nituach is that the kehanim would take the carbon oil, they would chop it into pieces, and after they chopped it into pieces, the pasuk says, va'orchu b'nei yaharin ha-kehanim eis ha-nesachim, take all these chopped up pieces of the oil and put them on the mizbeach as haroish v'sapoder alo etzem asher alo ish asher ala mizbeach. And the Reb Chiya in this brisa was bothered with a kasha. The Torah says that you should take all the nesachim, take all the chopped up parts of the carbon oil, and you should put it on the mizbeach. And then the Torah singles out that you should take the roish, the head of the carbon oil, and the poder, and the fats of the carbon oil. But was asked, break Reb Chiya. It says in the pasuk, ve'orchu b'nei yaharin ha-kehanim es-hanesachin, she'ein talmud loymar es-haroish ves-hapoder. There's no reason for the Torah to single out that you have to put the roish and the poder on the mizbeach. It should be included in the rest of the oil. Ma talmud loymar es-haroish ves-hapoder, v'haloi roish u-poder b'chal. Very wordy. Either way, does the Torah have to single out that the roish and the pod of the carbon oil went on the mizbeach? Because it says in the pasuk, you're supposed to skin the carbon oil, and then you're supposed to do the nituach. Then you're supposed to chop it up. You would have thought that maybe the mitzvah of nituach is only on the part of the animal that's going to be skinned. But how do you know that the head of the animal that was already severed, that's not part of the animal anymore, thus, you're not doing hefshit on the head. The assumption is that being that it was severed from the rest of the animal, you're not doing hefshit on the head. How do you know that there's a mitzvah of nituach on the roish and that it too has to go on the mizbeach? Talmud loymar es roishoy ve'es pidroy ve'arach. Says Reb Digamar, midekamar esaroish shekvar hutas. From the fact that Reb Chiya said that the Torah needs to single out and tell me that the roish of the carbon oil goes on the mizbeach, because you would have thought that it's different from the rest of the animal. Why? It's different because it's been severed. Thus, there would have been a hamamina ben benoy shel hamamina that it's not supposed to go on the mizbeach. Mechla, what do you see from there? That when you shecht a carbon, it gets beheaded. Thus must be the shchita menatzaver. You see that shchita is menatzaver. So from the fact that we need a pasuk to single out that not only do you put the nesachim on the mizbeach when you're being mekayim the mitzvah va'orchu b'nei aharon ha-kohanim on the carbon oil, but you have to put the roish on the pad. The Torah needs to single out the roish. And the only reason the Torah would have to single out the roish is presumably because there's no mitzvah hefshin on the roish, presumably because it's not part of the rest of the oil anymore. Why would it not be part of the rest of the oil anymore? Oh, because the shechita somehow detached it. Now, if shechita is min haroish, if it's from the tzavar, so you have the animal on one side, you have the roish on the other side. This all makes perfect sense. But let's say the shechita is going to be done from the oizen, or let's say it's going to be done from the tail, or let's say it's going to be done from the lave, or from the tongue. Some of the other suggestions that the Gemara made of perhaps that's where the shechita is supposed to be done from. Then it's not the roish that should be singled out, it's some other body part that should be singled out. You see from this pasuk that shechita has to be min ha-tzavar, says the Gemara, v'tana posach b'roishu peder u'mesayim b'roishu peder. Now the Gemara just asks a pshat kasha in the Braisa. So the Braisa was trying to understand this pasuk, why the Torah had to single out as haroish ve'es ha-peder. And the Gemara asked the question as follows, why does the Torah have to say roish and peder? Says the Gemara, a reason, and Talmud Loimar, when the Braisa mentions the punchline. So the reason we mentioned Rosh and Peder was Talmud Loimar es Rosh and es Pidroi. Now, it's Rosh and es Pidroi is a different pasuk. There's two psukim where the Torah singles out that you're supposed to put the Rosh and the Peder on the Mizbeach. There's the pasuk that says es Rosh ves Peder. That's the first pasuk that the Braisa brought. When the Braisa asked the Kasha, why do we have to single out Rosh and Peder? That's that pasuk. Vayikra Perek Aleph pasuk Ches. And then a few psukim later, Vayikra Perek Aleph pasuk Yudbeis, it says again, Venitach Oisoy Lun Sachav ves Roshoy ves Pidroi. So the Gemara's Kasha is the Tana Pasach Beroshu Peder. When it began its discussion in why the Torah had to single out Rosh and Peder, it was clearly referring to Perek Aleph pasuk Ches because it said Rosh and Peder. That's an excerpt of Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches. And then when it mentioned the reason, Talmud Omar, Zokta Braisa, Roshei Pidroi. That's Perek Aleph Pasuk Yudbeis. So we're starting off the Braisa talking about one Pasuk, and then we're talking about a different Pasuk. So the Gemara says we have to edit this Braisa a little bit. Hachi Kam Minayin, the Rambam says, Rosh Shekvar Hutas, Talmud Omar is Rosh Vesapet. The first Rosh and Pet is coming to teach me that even though the Rosh was Hutas, you would have thought that maybe there's no mitzvah to put on the Mizbeach. Talmud Omar, there is a mitzvah. Veroshei Pidroi Lamali. So these are the words that we're including in the Braisa that we don't have in our Braisa. So Hachi. What do we use the second Rosh and Pidroi for? Teach me a different halacha. How do you know that when you make this mitzvah, first you're supposed to put the Rosh on the Pidroi, and then you put all the other nesachim? Talmud Loimar es Roshoy, that's Pidroi va'arach. Okay, so we explain why the Torah had to single out Rosh. Upeder kama the kasav rachmanu lamali. Why did the Torah have to write the first peder? Right, Rosh and peder, Rosh and Pidroi. So the Roshes are extra. We explain both Roshes. One to tell me that even the Rosh, despite the fact that it was severed from the animal. The other one tell me, you put the Rosh first. Why does it have to say the Peder, or at least the Peder Kama? That's the Gemara's question. It says, the Gemara, Yibayla Lichit Tanya, Kate said, so when you put the Rosh and the Peder on the Mizbeach, what did Kohen have to do? So he had to do it in Pederich Kovet. Choyfes ha-Peder al-Beis ha-Shchita. He would take the Peder, the fats, and he would use it to cover the incision of the Rosh, al-Beis ha-Shchita, umaleo, and that's the way he would put it on the Mizbeach, v'zeo derech kovet shal mailo. And that was considered a derech kovet. We saw this idea in Masech Tzvachim, that there were different halachos of how the Avodah was done, that taking into account the fact that we have animals and there's body parts and things that, you know, may seem a little bit gory. So as best as we're able to, we try to do the avodah b'derech kavod. This is one of those halachas. So the Rosh is going to be put up separately, but at the same time, together with the Rosh, take some fats, cover the incision, so that you don't see where all the blood is, that part of it, like this, it will be done b'derech kavod. Either way, says the Gemara, v'haytana maisla mihacha. We have another makar, another pasuk in the Torah that teaches us the makar that shchit is supposed to be minat zavr. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, we're going to the Braisa, and this pasuk is in the end of Parsha Shmini, and it's in the context of discussing kosher animals and non-kosher animals. And the pasuk says as follows: Zois toiras habehema v'ha'oif v'chol nefesh achaya haremeses b'mayim u'lechol nefesh hasheretzes al ha'aretz. Says the Gemara: Zois toiras habehema v'ha'oif. It sounds like from the pasuk that the Torah of the behema, the Shulchan Aruch of the behema, and the Torah of the oif, the Shulchan Aruch of the birds, are the same. Is that true? Does an oif and a behema have the same halachos? They're very different. Behema mitama b'magu b'masa. A dead animal is mitama b'magu b'masa. Oif ain't a mitama b'magu b'masa. A dead bird is not mitama b'magu b'masa. So an oif that's in a vela doesn't have the typical tumas nevela of magu b'masa. However, at the same time, oif mitame begodim abeis abliyah, oif does have tumas nevela, and that is if somebody puts an oif nevela in his beis abliyah, he swallows it, the clothing that he's wearing becomes tame. It's what's known as oif mitame begodim abeis abliyah. Behema, however, ain't mitame begodim abeis abliyah. So you see, as it relates to the tuma of oif and the tuma of behema, they're very different. It's beis the Torah shifts the behema the oif the behema. So what does the pasuk mean when it says zois teres a behema v'oif loy melucha ma behema b'shchita av oif b'shchita? What it's coming to teach me is you want to know where it's the same. They both need shchita. Behema needs shchita and oif needs shchita. I mean, we only find shchita by behema. You never find shchita by a knife. Whenever you find shechita by the head, you find malika by an oif. But that's only by oif kachim. So how do you know that oif needs shechita? It's learned out from this pasuk. It says, the Gemara, ma'ala halam oif shnayim, afkam oif shnayim. If behema requires two simonim, that oif should require two simonim as well. Talmud loy mas zois. Zois teres ha-behema. So although it's true, teres ha-behema va-oif seems to be inclusive and it seems to be equating the behema and the oif. But at the same time, zois is a mir to tell me that there's something unique about behema that oif doesn't have. Behema needs both simonim, oif only needs one simon. Rebbe Lezer, amen. We need Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer, the second shita. Beza teres shifts the behema loy melacha. Ma oif hechsherim min atzavar. Just like oif, when the Torah told me how you're supposed to be machshir an oif, which was not by oif chulin, because we don't have any information about what you're supposed to do to oif chulin before you eat it. But we have information about oif kachem. The Torah talks about malika. Chatas oif, oilas oif. We know malika. And the Torah says by malika's chatas oif that it's supposed to be don mimul arpai. So we know the area that it's supposed to be. We know it's supposed to be in the neck, throat area. So the hekish of zois teres abehema va'oif teaches me that just like the oif is hechsher min atzavar, af behema hechsher min atzavar. Ima lahal mimul oif, af kam mimul oif. The obvious question. If the makar that shechitas min atzavar is from malika, malika's done on the back of the neck. So luchur shechitim is done on the back of the neck as well. Talmud loymar umalak es roishoy mimul arpoi v'lo yavdol. It says umalak es roishoy, and we learn from there roishoy shezel mimul oif, then roishoy shalach mimul oif. Only that. Oif. Oif kachem is supposed to be mul oif, but an ordinary oif or an ordinary behemoth is not supposed to be mimul oif. Either way, what do you see from this Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Eliezer over here learned his makar, that shechitas min atzavar, from the fact that the Torah says, zois teres ha-behemah v'ha-oif, and oif kachem we know is min atzavar, albeit mul arpoi, but we know it's min ha-tzavar. That's the makar, that shechitas behemah and shechitas oif chulin is all supposed to be min ha-tzavar. But the Gemara concludes its discussion of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer, hay zois my ovale. Rebbe Eliezer, what does he do with the word zois? Says the Gemara, id lav zois, habemina ma oif b'zim enechod, habeim b'zim enechod, kasav rachmona zois. Zois is coming to teach me that behema is two simonim, oif is only going to be simon echad. A little bit more Gemara, and then we'll do a little bit of a recap with some ray. Tani bar kapara, zois teres ha-behema v'ha-oif. Hitel ha-kosav la-oif ben behema l'dogim. So the pasuk says, zois teres ha-behema v'ha-oif. And then it talks about v'chol nefesh ha-chaya ha-remeses b'mayim. It talks about birds. So hitel ha-kosav la-oif, the Torah put oif between behema and dogim. Says the Gemara, you can't tell me that oif requires shchitas shnei simonim shekvar hukash l'dagim, because it's hukash l'dagim. And dagim doesn't need shchitas beisim, it doesn't need any shchita. The point of like klumi yafshir, you can't tell me that oif doesn't require any shchita at all shekvar hukash l'behema, because the Torah put it next to behema. Akeitzad hechsheroi b'simin echad. All you do is one simin. So it's a little bit like a behemo that it requires shchita. It's a little bit like dogim that it doesn't require shchita's base simon. Says the Gemara, dogim lav neshchita niniminal. How do you know that dogim don't require shchita? Right, so the perek began, ha-shoychet echad ba'oif, eshnayim be-behemo. What about fish? Right, why do you have to do shchita with fish? Says the Gemara, dogim delav neshchita niniminal. And ilay mishum, this is it because the pasuk says, hatsoyim v'habakar yishochit lahem, imes kod gea yam yosef lahem. So we had this pasuk already in the first perek. And after Yuzayin and the context over there was the slav. Right, Hashem tells Moshe, I'm going to bring slav. And Moshe turns to Hashem and says, who's going to be the shoichit? I mean, who's going to shecht all this? Hatsoinu baka yishacham, who's going to do shechita with the tzayin in the baka? And not just that, it's called ge'ayam yosef lehem, says the Gemara. So what do you see from there? You see that the tzayin and the baka would have required shechita, but the ge'ayam, Moshe didn't use the word shechita. It doesn't say anything about shechita. Hatsoinu baka yishachit lehem. Dgeyayam, you just have to catch it. All you need is a fisherman. Yosef lahem. The Gemara says, Basifa Bahamas Agalu. Elamiata, that doesn't work. Because Gabi Slav, the Slav which were oifois, Dichsiv Vaye Osfu es Haslav. It says Vaye Osfu es Haslav there too. Hachinami de la Beshchita, Vamribele Kumi Efsher. Shekvah Hukash Lehemi, you just said that oif requires Shchita. So you can't tell me that the Makar, that dogim don't require shchita, is because it says es kol dgei hayam ye asef lahem, because the same word asifa it says by slav, and the tan of this brayso holds shchita. That oif requires shchita. So the Gemara says, no, it's very different. Why hasam over there loik siva asifa b'makom shchita de'achrini? Hacha siva asifa b'makom shchita de'achrini. The word asifa in a vacuum doesn't imply that you don't need shchita. The reason we have a diak as it relates to the dgei ayam is because of the way the pasuk seems to be contrasting between tzoyin and bakar and the dgei ayam. Hatzoyin ubakar yishachet lahem. Ve'meskod dgei ayam yeyosef lahem. Here's shchita, here asifa. You're right, the word asifa in a vacuum doesn't mean vayosef aslav can mean anything. But if in the same pasuk you use the word shchita on the one hand and then you use the word asifa on the other hand, that already is a diak and says the Gemara, that's the makar tucked away of pasuk and parshas baloyscha. That's how you know that fish do not require shchita exhale. So either way, we began this morning's daf with the basic halachas of shchita. Hashoichet, echad ba'oif, v'shnayim bebehema, rubay shel echad, kamayu. The idea that the definition, the halachic definition of shchita is the simanim, which are the kana and the veshet, respectfully, which means that shchita is min atzavar. And the Gemara asks the obvious question, minayim l'shchita shi min atzavar. How do you know? You need a makar. How do you know that shchita? It says v'shochat, it says v'zavachta, but these are very ambiguous terms. How do you know that the definition of shchita has to be menatzaver? The Gemara brought five makaris. The word v'shochat maybe means that. The word v'zavachta maybe means that. Al tikri v'shochat elo v'sochat. It could be it's learned out from Vayikra Perek Aleph when the Torah describes the mitzvah of hefshit v'nituach and the haktara of the korban oila. Rabbi Eliezer learned it from a pasuk tucked away in the end of Parsha Shmini where it says zois toras habehema v'oif, and just like malikas ha'oif is menatzaver, it's mimul arpoi, so too shchitas behema is supposed to be mimul arpoi as well. Either way, the Gemara brought five mekayres. The first three, the Gemara seemed to fall off of immediately and say that really it's halacha l'moishe misinai, the same place that we know shia and hadrasa and chalada, agrom and ikur. Maybe that's the makar that you know this. Either way, what's the bottom line? What's the bottom line? It's the lashon haram. The Rama is in hilchas shchita perek aleph halacha dalet. Zvicha zuha amura b'teira stam tzorich lefarish oisa. The word zvicha says the Rambam requires a lot of commentary. The later we need to know be'ezem makam nabehem shechtim. Number one, which part of the animal are you supposed to do the shchita? Today's daf. V'kama shir hashchita u'be'ezem davar shechtim u'masai shechtim. Veheichon shoichten, veketzat shoichten, umahein advarim hamafsiden as hashchita, umihu hashoichet. So the Rambam's posing a lot of questions. Val kol adrocha ma'elu. So what's the answer to everything? It's one teretz. Tzivonu batoyre va'am avizovachto mipkarchu mitzoyncha kasher tzivisicha. As we spoke out in the introduction to the Masechta, we'll see it in tomorrow's daf. The pasuk says, kol advarim ma'elu al pet tzivon bahen, kasher toyre shaval pet shi'an ikras mitzvah k'meisha b'yarnet tchilas chibruza. Says the Rambam, the answer to all these questions. The question is, Torah Shabbat Peh. You're right, there's taka no makar in the pasuk to anything. We don't know Heichat Shoichten, so the Rambam seems to be coming out l'maisa that the makar, that Shchitas Menatzavar, is like the Gemara said, the same place you know Shia, Drasa, Chalada, Hagroma, and the Rambam throws in all his other questions. Kamashira Shchita, Be'ezet Dover Shoichten, Umasai Shoichten, Veheichat Shoichten, Veketzat Shoichten, Umihu HaShoichet, Umahin Advarim HaMavzidnes HaShchita. The answer to everything, says the Rambam, is it's all Mesoira, everything's learned out from Torah Shabbal Peh. But I just wanted to speak about one ha'ara that technically we could have spoken out as a hakdama to the Masechta, but as we saw, Masechta Schulin immediately digressed to a lot of sugyas that are not the real Shchita sugyas. But now that we're going to go through the Shchita sugyas, so just one interesting shaila, and that is Shchita Schulin. Is it a mitzvah saseh da'iraisa, or is Shchita Schulin not a mitzvah saseh? Meaning, that's pasha that you can't eat from an animal without doing shchita. If you eat from an animal without doing shchita, you're going to get involved in the isser of Eva Menachai. You're going to get involved in the isser Nevela, potentially the isser Treva. But, so that's pasha, you need to do shchita. You need to do shchita to prevent eating meat and being overlapped. But that doesn't mean that the shchita per se is a mitzvah asset. Meaning, if somebody decides that I don't want to eat meat, okay, maybe that's something that's okay. And there's nothing that's going to obligate him to go shecht so that you should be able to eat meat. Meaning a shechita in and of itself, a mitzvah's essay deiraisa, or a shechita in and of itself, not a mitzvah's essay deiraisa. The Rambam, right at the beginning of Hilchas Shechita, says, mitzvah's essay, sheyishchoit mi sheyirtza lecho basa behema chaya v'oif. Now, you don't have to eat basa chaya v'oif, but if somebody wants to eat basa chaya v'oif, says the Rambam, mitzvah's essay sheyishchoit. There's a mitzvah's essay to go ahead, and by the way, you're going to ask, what about yontif? Right, yontif, ein simcha, Elo, b'basa v'yayin. So the truth is, it's a misquoted maimer Chazal. Chazal say ain't simcha elo b'yayin. Chazal don't not say ain't simcha elo b'basa v'yayin. The Rambam's lashon is ain't simcha elo b'basa v'yayin, and the Beis Yosef and the Mishabru talks about it. Everybody's matmiya on the lashon of Rambam because it comes from a Gemara Masechet is Pesachim daf Kuf Tesamid Aleph, and the lashon of Gemara over there is ain't simcha elo b'yayin. Not simcha el b'basa v'yayin. This man shabes hamikdash hayikayim. It was ain't simcha el b'basa v'yayin. But that basa was the basa shlomim. That was the shalmi simcha that the yidden used to bring on yontif when they were oiler regel. That shchitas kachim. That's a whole different sugya. But as relates to shchitas chulin, could be there's no mitzvah ever to go ahead and eat basa. What about yontif today? Bezman hazeh? It's a Rambam shita. But the bottom line is that's the shayla. Is shchita mitzvah? So the Rambam says, seemingly right in the beginning of Hilchas Shchita mitzvahs, esei sheyishchoit mi sheyirtzalech. The Rambam is even more mefurish in a sefer mitzvahs. Va'mitzvah hakuf mem vav. Number 146. Ishet zivonu lishchoit behema chay v'oif. Va'achar yeyachob sor. V'shlo yilehem atar ala b'shchita v'vav. Either way, the Rambam is very clear. What's the 146 mitzvah? Shet zivonu lishchoit behema chay v'oif. Very clear. Shchita schulin is a mitzvah. The chinuch in his Minyan HaMitzvah, Mitzvah 451, Mitzvah Tof Nun Aleph is Mitzvah Shchita. Says the Chinuch, Shekol Misha Yirtzel Lecho Basa Behem Echayo Yoif, She Yishchait Oysan Tchilo Kuroi, V'lo Yeh Loi Heter Elo Bezvicha. V'al Zen Nema, what's the Pasuk? If it's a Mitzvah that's saying the Torah, you need a Pasuk for it. It says, V'zavachto Mipkarcho Mitzoyncho, Kasher Tzivi Sicha. You see, it's a Mitzvah. V'zavachto Kasher Tzivi Sicha, says the Chinuch. The point is that Shchita Schulen, says the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Alokhav Aleph, Hilch Shchita. In the Sefer HaMitzvah is Mitzvah Kof, Kuf Mem Vav. The Chinuch says it as well. In mitzvah tof non aleph, that shchita is a mitzvah saseh. Stating that, the Ramban, in his hasogas, in Shirish HaRishon, on the Rambam, when he's masik on different mitzvahs that the Rambam was moined that he disagrees with, one of the mitzvahs that the Ramban says, I disagree with you, Rambam, is the mitzvah of shchita. The Ramban says, why is shchita mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to go ahead and shecht. Now, let's say somebody decides, I don't want to shecht. I don't make a taste, he has to do it. You want to be mekayim your tayrag mitzvahs, but you're not interested in learning how to be a shoychet, so you should be able to be mekayim that mitzvah. There's nothing that's going to obligate you to do it. There's no obligation for a person. Now, you need to do shchita if you want to eat meat, or you have to make sure if you're eating meat that someone did a kosher shchita. But to say that it's a mitzvah's essay that you say l'shem yichud and you put on your gartel before you do shchita, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah per se. It's an act that you need to do to be matar basar. But in and of itself, there's no mitzvah shrichas kavana. There's no idea of going ahead and viewing it as a mitzvah. No, it's machlekes rishayna. The Rambam and the Chinuch, on the one hand, behold, that shchita is a mitzvah's essay. The Ramban shchita in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is that it's not a mitzvah's essay. But I think there's another Ramban, a Ramban l'shitasai. You see that Ramban held that Shechita is not a mitzvah saseh. And that is Ramban, it's tucked away. It's in Parshas Bereshis, it's Perek Aleph, Pasuk Choftes. And the context over there is Vayomer Elokim, Hine Nasati Lechem as Kol Esav Zerei Azer Ashal Pnei Kol Oris, Ves Kol Esav Ashabai Pri Eitz Zerei Azar Lechem Yiv Achlo. That Hashem tells Adam Rishon that you're going to be allowed to eat only the Esav. We know the Gemara says in the Sechta Sanhedrin that Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat Basar. It was only after the Mabel where the animals were saved, then now all of a sudden mankind was allowed to shecht animals, was allowed to eat from animals. But up until that point now, either way, the Ramban discusses the iser that Adam HaRishon had to eat basa, and why it became mutter after Noach left the Teva. And then the Ramban digresses a little bit. And the Ramban talks about the mitzvah of shchita. Says the Ramban, just one excerpt. V'zet ha-mashchita. I'm going to tell you the reason for shchita. You know what the purpose of mitzvah shchita is? The mitzvah shchita is Masha Amru Tsar Bali Chaim Dei Reis. It's based on the Gemara of Perek Elu Metzias. The Sech is Bava Metzias Daf Lamed Beis Ovid Beis, where there's a lengthy discussion whether Tsar Bali Chaim is Dei Reis or not. Says the Ramban, Tsar Bali Chaim is Dei Reis. And as a result, you have to be very sensitive before you kill an animal. And Chazal, the Torah, understood
that the way to kill an animal by inflicting the least amount of pain is by doing what we consider to be shechita. And being that Tsar Bali Chaim is the Eraisa, that is the Eraisa principle that governs the concept of shechita, says the Ramban. And it's for that reason, v'zu b'rchaseinu shenavarech, that's why we make a bracha before we shecht chulin. We say, I quote from the Ramban, asher kedishonu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivonu al hashechita, says the Ramban. You know why you make a bracha before you do shechitas chulin? It's because shechita involves a very, very important tenet in the Torah, and that is Tsar Bali Chaim Deiraisa. The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva discusses this Ramban, and the Chasam Sofer says, Nira Midvarov, he says, the way I understand the Ramban is Achasha Hirshi Yisparach Lanu Lechel Basar Bali Chaim Rotza Shalei Nesachzer. Hashem wanted that despite the fact that it's okay to kill an animal and eat it, but at the same time, don't be an Achzer. Ulirachim Aleim, and we should have Rachmanis. On some level, we are animal right activists. And we should try to minimize the pain that we inflict on these animals. Here's the punchline. This is Tshuva Chasam Sofer, or Rechaim Tshuva Nun Dalet. Umevarchem, asher kedishonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu al hashchita, ki'ilu noimar, as if to say, asher kedishonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu l'rachem al habriyos. That's the oimek of the Ramban, says the Chasam Sofer. You know why you make a bracha on shechita? It's not the shechita per se, but it's what shechita stands for, what it represents. What it represents is shalei nesachzer ulirachim aleim lema'atzara. Tzar balichayim deiraisa. And it's that idea, that principle that we're observing when we do shechita. And that is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mirachim ala briyos. That's the kavana of the brichas ha-mitzvahs. Now I ask you a question. If the Ramban held that shechita is a mitzvah's S, like the Rambam says, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, Hilchas Shechita. Like the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah 146. And like the Chinuch says in his Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah 451, that why does the Ramban need a Shtikel Torah with a Chasam Sofer and a Tshuva to explain the Shtikel Torah, why it is you make a Brachas HaMitzvahs? Why you say, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvah Yisivonu Al HaShechita? You know why you make the Brach? It's a Mitzvah. Anytime you do a Mitzvah, you put on Tefillin, you make a Bracha. Every Mitzvah you put on Tzitzis, you make a Bracha. Why would it be different than any other Mitzvah? Teretz Ramban Lashitos. The Ramban who was massing on the Rambam in the Seitz Pasha, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And he told the Rambam, I disagree. I don't think Shechita is a mitzvah. Why Shechita mitzvah? You need to do Shechita. But is it a mitzvah per se? So Rambam was mutching. Rambam was bothered in his Pirush al HaTorah, Perek Aleph, Bereishis. Rambam said, why do you make a bricha? If it's a mitzvah, it's a bricha mitzvah. But if it's not a mitzvah, then why in the world do you make a bricha mitzvah? Says the Ramban, it must be, it's because although it's not a mitzvah, but at the same time, the reason the Torah said do it this way and not in another way is because of Tzar Bali Chaim Deiraisa. And it's for that reason we make a bracha like Chasam Sofer explains, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoisa V'tzivonu L'rachim Al HaBriyos. Yeah, the Lashon HaBracha is Al HaShechita. But really, the tiefkeit of what the bracha is, it's not Al HaShechita, it's the rabbi. But of course, according to Rabbi Menachem, it's pasha why you make a bracha. You make a bracha very simply because it's a birchas hamitzvahs. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Aleph, Halacha Zayin says as follows. Hashemeya ve'enoy medava. So the first Mishnah in the Masechta discussed shechita with a cheresh shoyt of a katan. But we know that what's the definition of a cheresh? He's someone that's enoy shemeya. The enoy medaber, and the Shulchan Aruch discusses what about a cheresh that's medaber the enoy shemeya, or what about someone that's a shemeya the enoy medaber? So a shemeya he can hear, the enoy medaber below yaleinu he can't talk. An elaim says the mechaber hashemeya the enoy medaber im hu mumcha, if he's a mumcha he's an expert shoychet afilu lekatchila. He can check even the katchila im achem mevarich, but at the same, he has to make sure that somebody else is going to make the bracha for him. Someone's going to be mitzi him with the bracha. There's no reason that an elaim should be disqualified from being able to do shechita. His issue, however, is he can't make the bracha. Okay, so somebody will make the bracha of him. Somebody will be mitzi him, and it's pasha that this idea that somebody can be mitzi the elaim with a bracha is based on a principle on the Gemara, where the Gemara says kol yisrael areven zavazeh. And as a result, afal pi sheyotza mitzi, someone who was already yotzi, he was mekayim a mitzvah, he could be mitzi somebody else with that bracha or with that mitzvah, based on the concept of kol yisrael areven zalazeh. So we're all obligated to make sure that we all do the right thing. I'm not only achray on my mitzvahs, I'm achray on everybody else's mitzvahs, and vice versa. We're all one unit.
Right? We're Amech, Kol Yisrael Na'Raven Zelazeh. So it's because of that idea of Kol Yisrael Na'Raven Zelazeh, there's a principle that governs Halacha, and that is Afal Pisha Yotza Moitzi. And it's based on that, says the Mechaber, that an Ilem could do the Shechita, I the Mitzvah, Zakta Shulchan Aruch, it's very simple. Somebody else will be Moitzi, and with the principle of Afal Pisha Yotza Moitzi. And according to this Mechaber is a Rosh, right in the beginning of Masech Teschumen, it's Simen Gimel, stating that, that Goyis Ashri, on the Rosh argues. And the Beis Yosef brings it from the Zeruah, who also brings it from the Agoyz Ashri, and says then that an Elam can't shecht. And the reason an Elam can't shecht is because Elam can't make the bracha. And we don't want somebody else to be Moitzi him with this bracha. And the Taz asks the obvious question. It's a pella. It doesn't make any sense. If in Kol HaTorah Kula, every area of brachas, there's an idea of Afal Pi Sheyotza Moitzi, so if that's the case, why in the world should this be any different? Says the Taz, a very important yisoid. He says, it's true there's an idea of Afal Pi Sheyotza Moitzi, but it's a bidiyavit. It's not like katchila. The katchila, if you do a mitzvah, you should make the brachas on mitzvahs. You shouldn't have somebody else be Moitzi you. Now, the problem is, I mean, it's not possible. So let's say you have an Elaim, and an Elaim puts on tefillin in the morning. He can't make a bracha. So he has to put on tefillin, because it's his obligation. It's what we know as a mitzvah shebegufay. You can't have somebody else put on tefillin for you. You can't make somebody a shliach. It's something that you have to do, exactly, by yourself. And being that you need to put on tefillin, you have no way of making a bracha. Okay, so somebody else will be mitzvah. But shechita, says the Taz, it's not a mitzvah shebegufay. So if it's not a mitzvah shebegufay, if that's the case, the Arzeruah and the Agoyis Ashri, as brought in the Beis Yosef held, that make a taste of the Ilan should be a Shaykhid. Like, why? Maybe let him find another job. Why should he be the one that does the Shechita? You're right, you can make the Bracha Al Yidei Shemea Ka'ina Kol Yisrael Na'Raven Zelazeh Afal Pisha Yotza Moitzi. But says the Taz, the first Chiddush in the Taz, that Afal Pisha Yotza Moitzi is a Bidiyevet. It's not a Likatchila. And as a result, you only use it when necessary. If there's no other option, like tefillin. Okay, so somebody will be mitzvah with the bracha on tefillin. But Shechita says the Taz, mechates the Ilim has to be the Shaychit. Let somebody else go ahead and let somebody else be the Shaychit and let that person make his own bracha. Since Pashit says that, of course, the Zeruah and the Agoyis Ashri knew this rule of Afal Pi Sheyotza Moitzi. They just held it as a b'dievet. You don't use it unless you absolutely need to use it. There's no reason for the Ilim, this person that Shemei Ve'en Medaber, to do. Says the Taz, I'm so persuaded by this Svara. I like it so much that I'm flipping the question now. If that's the case, what's planned the Rosh? What's planned the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says an Elaim could shecht. I, the bracha, imachem mevarich. Let somebody else be moitzian. Why? Afal b'shiyatza moitzian. Why? Why are you relying on it? It's a b'dievet. I said, Pasha, you could say the Rosh didn't hold it as svar. Taz said, no way. This is a great svar. Everybody holds it as svar. So, we flipped the script. So now we have a kasha on the Rosh. What's pshat on the shita of the Shulchan Aruch? What's pshat on the Rosh? And here the Taz says the punchline. Says the Taz that I believe that the bracha that the Sheikhet makes before he shechts chum is kein birchas ha-mitzvahs. It's not a birchas ha-mitzvahs. You know what it is? It's a birchas ha Shevach. Iker hakavono lose shevach lemokim baruchu al sha'osa lono achilas basar beloy shechita. Really, it's a brichas hashvach. Says the Taz, gevaldik. If that's the case, really, every person can wake up in the morning and he can make a brach hashekid yisharu b'mitzvayis avitzivano ala shechita. Or before you sit down to have your next steak dinner, you can sit down, you can certainly make a bracha, right? You can say hashekid yisharu b'mitzvayis avitzivano ala. What do you mean? You're not being mekayim b'mitzvah shechita? Yeah, but the bracha's not brichas ha-mitzvahs. It's a brichas hashevach. So maybe you can make a brachas hashevach wherever you want. Says the Taz, we know that brachas are not a hefgevel. And the chachamim were koiveya, that even though the brach on shechita is a brachas hashvach, but this is man when you're supposed to make the bracha. What's this man? This man is when shechita is taking place. But although you make the bracha b'shash shechita, here's the lamdis, it's not a bracha on the maise shechita. Rather, what it is a bracha on the concept. You're giving Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'vdilonu min atoyim v'nasan lanu teras emes, that we have kedusha. We don't eat nevelis and shkatzim v'ramasim. We eat shechita. We eat something that's shachat, right? But the point is, it's you're giving shvach Haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when? At the time of the shechita. But says the Taz, it's not a bruch on the meise shechita, on the mitzvah shechita. It's not a birchas on mitzvahs. What it is a birchas haidah. It's a birchas hashevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you make at the time. And says the Taz, I have two precedents for this. I'll find you two other places in halacha where we make brachas
And at first glance, it looks like, it feels like, it certainly has the shmeck of a Birchas HaMitzvahs. But after further review, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvahs. It says, number one is Birchas Erisin. So there's Birchas Erisin. When you make Birchas Erisin? Under the chuppah, right? You ever noticed that there's Birchas Erisin going on under the chuppah? See, under the chuppah, there's a chassan in the kala. They call up the Masad, the Kedushin, and he starts making a langa bracha, right? What does he say? Hashem v'tzivanu al ha'arayos, v'asalanu as ha'arusos, v'talanu as ha'nesuos, they chuppah v'kedushin. What's this bracha? The Masad, the Kedushin has to make a bracha? What, it's a bracha on his Siddur Kedushin? Of course not. What is it? It's Birchas Erisin. Right, it's Birchas Erisin. The Mechaber says, "Kol Mekadesh Isha, Ben Ali Dei Atzmo, Ben Ali Dei Shlech Mevarech." You have to make a bracha. If you're Mekadesh, you make a mitzvah. You put on tefillin, you make a bracha. Right? See, Mekadesh and Isha. Okay, it's kedushin, a mitzvah, peruvu. It's a hachshon mitzvah. The Ran in the beginning, the second parakish Mekadesh. But the point is, it's a mitzvah. On some level, some mitzvah is happening over here. Erisin kedushin is a mitzvah. Thus, you have a Birchas on mitzvahs, right? If that's the case, stellt sich die Frage, why is it that the Masad the Kedusha makes the bracha? Why is the Masad the Kedusha making the bracha? Okay, so you'll tell me that even though he's making it, he's really being Moitzi the Chassan, which he is, right? The Chassan has to have a mind to be Yoitzi the Mitzvah, because he's the one really who has to make the Mitzvah. But Likatchila, where do you ever find Likatchila that somebody else makes the bracha? And the truth is that the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, Kol HaMekadesh Isha, Ben Ayidei Atzvi, Ben Ayidei Shliach, Mevarech, who, either he should make the bracha the Chusin, Oy hashliach, the Yesha Oimrim, the Achar Mevarech. Oh, by the way, we go like the Yesha Oimrim. And the Achar makes the bracha, and who's the Achar? He's the Masad the Kedushin. But where do you find, asks the Taz, that Likatchila, Reuven does a mitzvah, and the minute Yisrael is that Shimon is always might see him with a bracha. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Zok the Taz, you know what the reason is? It's because this bracha is not really a Birchas HaMitzvahs. It sounds like a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Right, Asher, v'tzivonu alo arayos, v'asalonu arusos, v'hitalonu anasuos. It sounds like it, but that's really not what it is. It's a Birchas HaShevach. We're giving shvach v'yidot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the fact that it was v'asalonu arayos, etc. That's the point. It's a Birchas HaShevach. If it's a Birchas HaShevach, it doesn't really matter who makes the bracha. Anybody technically can make the bracha. Another example, says the Taz, is Bris Mila. So what happens? Right after the Moel does the Bris Mila, Hashem, you make the bracha, lachnisa bevrisa shel Avram Avinu. And there's a big tumult in the Paiskin, when exactly you're supposed to make the bracha. Because the Birchas HaMitzvah is always supposed to be over l'asiyasa. You're not supposed to make it after you actually do the Bris Mila. So why, maybe, according to some, is it done afterwards? Says the Taz, again, the same Yisoy, that even though it looks like a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah. What it really is a Birchas HaShevach. We're giving shvach v'idah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha of Mila, and the fact that we're part of this, the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But bottom line, coming back to Shechita, says the Taz back to Shechita, that the bracha Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvah v'tzivonu ala Shechita is not a bracha on the mitzvah of Shechita. But rather what it is it's a bracha on, it's a Birchas HaShevach. The Chachamim just said that the time to make the Birchas HaShevach is at the time of the Shechita. Just like the time you make the Birchas HaShevach on Bris Mila, Lachnisa b'Bris Shal Avram Avinu is at the time of Bris Mila. And just like the time that you make the bracha v'tzivonu is at the time of a chuppah. The time that you make the Birchas HaShevach of Shechita is at the time that a Shechita is taking place. But being that it's not a bracha on the mitzvah, it's not b'di'evit for somebody else to make the bracha. That's the punchline. If it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, so the Shechit is doing a mitzvah, and you're going to go now and you're going to have Shimon do it, why should? And even if the Shechit is an Elaine, why get involved in a b'di'evit situation? That was the taina of that guy Sashri. That was the taina of the Arzarua. So he said an Elaine should never shecht. What do you mean? Why not? Because he can't make the bracha. Let somebody else be moitzim. Yeah, but let somebody else shecht. That you only do if you have no choice. But you have a choice. You can find another shaykhid. But when it comes to, but what did the Rosh hold? What did the Shulchan Aruch hold? That it's not a Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's a Birchas HaShevach. If it's a Birchas HaShevach, anybody can give shvach. You can wake up in the morning and give shvach v'yidah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Narvas, the Chachamim said, you do it at the time that there's a shchit. Okay, as long as there's a shchit taking place, you can do it. And even if you're not the shaykhid, even if Reuven is the shaykhid, if you're in the presence of a shchit, make the bracha. It's not a b'di'evit. It's a b'di'evit if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's not a Birchas. In other words, what comes out from this Taz is that the machlokes rishonim between the Arzarua and the Agoy Sashri on the one hand, and the Rush, the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch on the other hand, whether or not an Elaim could shecht Is it okay to rely on Afal B'Shiyatza Maitzi, or is it not okay to rely on Afal B'Shiyatza Maitzi? It's totally in whether the bracha of Asher Kedishana B'Mitzvayis of Tzivanu al Ashchita is a birchas ha-mitzvahs, or like the Taz calls it, is it a birchas ha-shevach? The Urzerua and the Gois Ashri held was a birchas ha-mitzvahs. Being that it's a birchas ha-mitzvahs, although it's true Afal B'Shiyatza Maitzi, it's only B'Di'evet, so there's no reason to rely on B'Di'evet, and Elam should not shech, don't get involved in somebody else having to be Maitzim with the bracha. Whereas the Rosh held that it's not a birchas mitzvahs, it's a birchas ha-shevach. If it's a birchas ha-shevach, then it's okay to give shvach for you. As long as that's the time of a shechita, there's no reason why the sheichet should be the one that has to make the bracha any more than any innocent bystander at the time that this shechita is taking place. Now, what's that machlokes gufa talian? Whether the bracha is a birchas ha-mitzvahs or the bracha is a birchas ha-shevach? So, the easy way to explain it, the balabatish ha-mahalach for sure would be, is shechita a mitzvah? There's a ruah, and that goes, ashri hell, like the Rambam in Perek Avloch Alvil Cheshchita, and the Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Vav in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Chinuch in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Tof Nun Aleph, that Shechita is a mitzvah. If Shechita is a mitzvah, it fathers a Berchas HaMitzvahs. It's a Berchas HaMitzvahs, and Nilem shouldn't check. Whereas the Rosh held, like the Ramban in his Asogis and Sheirish HaRishayin, and like the Ramban in his Pirush Al HaTorah, Parashas Bereishis, that it's not a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, it's certainly not a Berchas HaMitzvahs. What is it? So the Ramban himself said in his Pirush Al HaTorah that it's Asher Kedishono B'Mitzvahis of Itzivanu L'Rachim Al Abriyos, the way the Chassam Sofer explained the Ramban. Taz has a different mahalach. The Taz says it's a Berchas HaShevach. Either way, that's Hashem. We'll pick up part 2 tomorrow.